In this week's Parsha, as the Jews prepare for the Exodus from Egypt, God designates Nisan as the first month of the Jewish calendar. Now, this is difficult to understand, given that we commonly refer to Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, as the new year marking the creation of humanity. The explanation is as follows. Often people accept the idea of God as creator, who then sat back to let nature run its course. But the Exodus, with all its open miracles, teaches us that God's role as director of history is even greater than his role as creator. And that's why at the Exodus, the order of the months changed to commemorate this new relationship between God and humanity. This actually helps explain another question. If Shabbat is a commemoration of the 6 days of creation, then why are only Jews commanded to observe Shabbat? The answer is found in the text of the Friday Night Kiddush, where we declare that Shabbat is to remember creation and to remember the Exodus. Because while God created the entire world, it was through the Jewish Exodus from Egypt that mankind came to appreciate God as the guiding hand of history. Let's listen to the words of Professor Nikolai Berdisev, writing in Moscow in 1935. The survival of the Jews, their endurance under absolutely peculiar conditions, and the fateful role played by them in history, this people is governed by a mystical predetermination, transcending the norms of history.